Just starting to go in the next year to build off of and continue to get better. And, you know, I know what I need to work on going into the off season. You know, I got to have a strong off season to, you know, improve on this year.
Front four, yeah. Front four throughout the season gelled together nicely the way that you and Cam, Sin, and Jarrell, and then the rotations. Just talk about how that chemistry kind of developed as the season went on.
I think it kind of developed as guys, you know, we kind of know what guys, you know, their playing style. We know how we're going to go out there and approach every game, and we play good with each other. So it's something that kind of developed more and more as the season went on, and we're going to take it into next year.
Seven sacks yesterday. I believe the season stats went up by 11 in that category. Just talk about starting to see kind of the rewards from the emphasis that's been placed on pass rush.
Well, like you said, it's been an emphasis from OTAs and just working hard every day at it. And, you know, we've had some spots in the season where we kind of let some plays go. And, you know, yesterday was just a good it was a reward, basically, for all the hard work we put in. You know, we still had less than plays out there, but we were able to make a lot of plays.
6-10, obviously, not where anyone in the locker room wants to be. Just talk about what the team wants to do going forward. Keep playing.
Well, I mean, I don't know entirely what the team, you know, is going to do. I know we're heading in the complete opposite direction. You know, we can't be 6-10 sitting here at the end of the season next year not playing in the playoffs. So I know that's my mindset, and that's a majority of the people in this locker room's mindset, that it can't happen again. You know, we can't be in this scenario, and I think we need to really take that to heart and work hard and not let it happen again.
A lot of people wonder, and I'm sure no one more than you, what happens when Derek Morgan's healthy enough to play a bunch of games in a row. You feel like this season kind of went as well as you had hoped in that regard, that you're able to play and get experience and kind of get in rhythm finally?
Yeah, I was very blessed to be able to, you know, be healthy and play the whole season. And, you know, there's some plays I left out there throughout the season, but, you know, I just want to keep building on my performance this year and keep getting better. I know some things I need to work on going into the off season. You know, I just need to keep getting better. I'm not, you know, going to stay complacent where I'm at. And I know that Millar and Rock are going to help me get better.
You look like a more confident player, though. Do you feel more comfortable?
Yeah, I feel a lot more confident. Just finding my way out there and, you know, feeling a lot more confident, feeling better on the field, and, you know, has a lot to do with being healthy.
The sack number is the most important thing to you, though? Like, when you look at stats, that's the one you want to keep growing from here?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, as D lineman, you always look at your sack numbers, but, you know, it's other things that go into the equation of a good defense lineman, pressures, QB hits, you know, if you want to talk about the run game, tackles, TFLs, but, you know, I'm not going to just look at sacks as, you know, define how a year went. You know, it's a big part of it, but, you know, I definitely want to improve that number going into next year. But, you know, I feel like I had a solid year, but I want to definitely improve.
I was going to say, in camp, they sort of were not using you in run situations. During the season, you were out there sort of every down. You take a lot of pride that you were able to be that guy.
Yeah, I like to definitely play the run. I'm all-around defensive end, so I want to be out there any situation. I don't feel like I'm limited in the run game.
Were you worried about that in camp at any point, that they were going to just use you as a rush guy?
I mean, I wasn't worried. I just, you know, I kept working, and, you know, it was out of my control, so I was just going to keep working and let itself play out.
Before the season, it seemed like all the questions around this, you know, how's the knee, how do you feel, what do you have to do to be consistent? This year you were one of the most consistent guys. How much pride do you take in that fact?
Well, it goes down to just kind of taking care of yourself, and, you know, I had a routine from day one. Can't even begin to tell you everything I put in, stretching, you know, massage, you know, everything. So it's like a routine, you know, to take care of yourself, and it pays off. You know, sometimes you don't feel like doing it, especially when you're losing, and, you know, you just want to go home and watch TV, go to sleep. But, you know, you got to take care of your body. It's a grueling season, and, you know, I think it paid off for me, you know, being able, I was able to stay healthy.
Where's your confidence level now after having a season like that?
I feel like I have pretty good confidence level. I'm not thinking about getting injured. I was very blessed to be able to stay healthy this year, and you know, I just want to keep, you know, continuing to get better.
What does this defense need to do to take the next step?
I mean, we're going to definitely figure that out going into this offseason. And, you know, we know that 6-10 is not acceptable by any means. I think the whole team knows that. But, you know, we just got to really worry about the defense first. And then, you know, the offense will take care of their side of the ball. But, you know, we want to get that chemistry going into this offseason and just keep, you know, identifying what we need to get better at. You know, I don't really know exactly what that is right now, but we'll definitely do that and get better at it.